We're continuing over several days this Chaitanya Charitamrita class, October 29th, about Mahaprabhu's illumination on Bhagavat Tattva, where he's instructing Venkata Bhatta about the unique position of Krishna, that he actually, Krishna, not Narayan, is Swayam Bhagavan. And it's coming to a close, and Venkata Bhatta was speaking, yesterday we heard, he was speaking that after hearing from Lord Chaitanya's explanation or illumination on Bhagavat Tattva, we heard yesterday that Venkata Bhatta, he replied, "The pastimes of Krishna or Ishvara are unfathomable. It's very difficult to understand the pastimes of the Lord. So whatever you say, I accept as truth. Whatever you say, I'm accepting." This is text 159. More purna kripa kaila Lakshmi Narayan Tanra kripaya payanu Tamra charana dharashan. Venkata Bhattaji said, "I have been engaged in the service of Lakshmi Narayan, and it is due to their mercy that I have been able to see your lotus feet." Purna kripa Lakshmi Narayan kripaya payanu Tamra charana dharashan. Venkata Bhatta is attributing his receiving the darshan of Radha Krishna Yugal and the compassionate Audarya manifestation as Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he attributes the cause of his receiving darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his home for 4 months continuously is due to the fact that receiving Purna Kripa, Lakshmi Narayan Purna Kripa, the complete or full blessings of his Ishtadev, Lakshmi Narayan. And by their mercy, he got the mercy to have the darshan, charan darshan of Lord Chaitanya. Of course, Venkata Bhatta is not worshipping directly Sakshat Lakshmi Narayan. He's worshipping the Murti of Lakshmi Narayan. He's a Sri Vaishnava living 500 years ago. He was not in the Leela of Lakshmi Narayan when they were in their pastimes. Directly, he's worshipping Rangaji, who's Narayan, Lakshmi at his feet. He's from Sri Rangam, he's a Ranganath, Sri Rangam Brahmin. He's doing deity worship, Shravanam, Kirtan, Vishnu, Smaranam, Archanam, and Vandanam. He's worshipping Lakshmi Narayan, or Rangaji, Lakshmi Rangaji, Ranganath, and doing his puja, doing his prayers, worshipping his Shalagram. And somehow by that puja, by that sadhana, he attained siddhi. He attained the kripa, purna kripa. He attained the purna kripa of his deities. These are his deities, Ranganath, Lakshmi Ranganath. And by that mercy, he had darshan of God. He attained darshan. Lakshmi Narayan, yes, but the supreme form of Lakshmi Narayan, the origin of Lakshmi Narayan. Krishna is the origin of Lakshmi Narayan. Krishna is the origin of Narayan. Radharani is the origin of Lakshmi. She's the Adi Lakshmi. She expands as her Kayavyuha Gopis, Manjari Sakis and Vrindavan. Then she expands again as the queens of Dwarka. And she expands again as the queens of Vaikuntha, the goddesses of fortune. Then she expands again as the consorts of the Devas, Sachi, Arundhati, and Durga. These are all expansions from Radharani, Sarvashaktimi Radha. And Krishna, all these are expansions of Krishna, Chaturbhuj, and then Narayan, and then Sankarshan, and Chaturvyuha. This is showing here that one can get Purna Kripa from his deities and get darshan of the Lord. The verse is showing that. By their Kripa, the Purna Kripa of the deities. Many of the devotees sitting here, they have their own personal deities, Radha and Krishna, Gornitai, or Shalagram, Giriraj. And they're like Venkata Bhatta, they're doing puja, narchan. And if we get the Purna Kripa, More Purna Kripa Kaila Lakshmi Narayan, Kripaya Painu Tomara Charana Darshan. If we get the Purna Kripa, then we will get Charan Darshan. We will see the feet of the Lord, of Darshan. See, Sakshat Darshan, of the feet of the Lord. It's possible. This verse is telling this. The Siddhanta is here. Text 160. Kripa kari kahile more Krishner mahima jandra rupa gunaishvare vayera keyana paya simha Mahaprabhu, because of your causeless mercy, you have told me the glories of Krishna. Kripa kari kahile more Krishna mahima. No one can reach the end of the opulence, qualities, and forms of the Lord. Simha. Simha means the limit. Na simha, napaya simha. Keha napaya simha. No one can reach the end. Krishna's rupam, guna, and aishvarya. Ananta rupam, ananta gunam. Krishna has ananta rupam. It's told in Brahma's prayers, is ananta rupam. Advaitam achutam anandam, ananta rupam. Adyam purana purasham navyovanam cha. Krishna has ananta rupam, unlimited forms, ananta gunam. We list in Nectar Devotion 64 qualities of Krishna, but actually has unlimited qualities. Ananta rupam, ananta gunam, ananta aishvaryam. He has aishvarya, sad aishvarya purna. Sad aishvarya purna means akshay purna. Going on and on, complete and complete and complete, more and more complete. He's unlimitedly beautiful. That's his aishvarya, his wealth. He's unlimitedly wealthy, powerful, knowledgeable, renounced. This is Krishna. Bhattaji is recognizing that. And he said, well, you've told me something of Krishna Mahima. And now I understand. I thought I knew something. Now I know a lot more by your teachings and by your association for the last 4 months. I really understand the truth now, the Siddhanta. But the nature of this truth, the nature of this truth, of this absolute truth of Krishna, this Krishna Mahima, that it goes on and on and on unlimitedly. Simha, nasima, there's no limit. Nasima, there's no end to the glories of Krishna, to the Krishna Mahima. There's no end to it. There's no end. Prabhupada once said, in a lecture, he said, a few incarnations are mentioned in the Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam. The 24 forms of Vishnu, the Guna avatars, the 3 Purusha avatars, the Leela avatars. There's a few avatars, the Das avatar. There are a few avatars of Krishna mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. But actually, there are as many avatars of Krishna as there are waves on the ocean. Wave after wave after wave, they keep coming and coming. The ocean never sleeps. The ocean never rests. The ocean is always restless. Thousands of waves. And that's how many incarnations there are. Thousands, unlimited. Anantam avataram. Bhattaji goes on. Ebe se janino Krishna bhakti sarvopari kritartha karile more more kahila kripakari. By your mercy, Mahaprabhu, I now understand that Krishna bhakti sarvopari, sarvupari, sarvaupari. I now understand, by your mercy, Mahaprabhu, that Krishna bhakti is sarva upari. It is the, above all, it is sarva, of all things is upari. Even sounds like up, sarva up. It's up of everything. Devotional service to Krishna is the supreme form of worship. Out of your causeless mercy, you have made my life successful. Simply by explaining the facts. Kripa kari. Krita art. Krita. Kritaarta karile more kahile kripa kari. By your mercy, I have received the solid truth. The full, complete picture you have given me. Krita arta. The art you have described to me and illuminated my heart with the supreme objective. You have revealed to me the topmost form of Godhead, the topmost form of worship, that worship of the gopis of Braj, which far exceeds the worship and aradhana of my Sri, my Ishtadev Lakshmi, is nothing compared to the gopis. And my worshipful Ishtadev Narayan is nothing compared to your worshipful Ishtadev Krishna. You have revealed all this to me. Krishnadas Kaviraj closes the story of the illumination on Bhagavat Tattva by Mahaprabhu with these two verses, wrote in 62. Heta bali bhatta padila prabhura charane kripa kari prabhu tanre kaila alingane. After saying this, Venkata Bhatta fell down at the feet of Mahaprabhu, and out of his causeless mercy and love, Mahaprabhu embraced Venkata Bhatta with a loving embrace. So this is Madhuram Samapayat. The drama in Natya, or the Sanskrit drama, the traditional Vedic drama, the ending is always sweet. The dramas always end on a sweet note. The hero always wins the battle. Everything, they go off into the sunset. Not like modern movies. You're watching a whole movie about the hero, and he's a great hero, and all of a sudden, the last scene, he gets shot by a terrorist. Your hero gets annihilated on the screen, and everyone leaves the theater crying, oh. It's not allowed. It is not permitted. It is not allowed in Sanskrit drama. In the drama of cultured human beings, in the drama of Aryans, those human beings that are aspiring for spiritual realization, to go back home, back to Godhead, such tragedies and tragic endings are not allowed. Hey, come on over here. This tree is for you. There's 100 more of those guys around. 108, actually. They're blessing us. So he's falling down at the feet after this wonderful dialogue. This is the perfection of the Sangha, the Sadhu Sangha. Hearing from the Lord, he's received this glorious and beautiful illumination on Tattva, on Bhagavat Tattva, that Krishna is the supreme form of Godhead, Rasaraj Sri Krishna, and that Radharani is the supreme form of Shakti, beyond Lakshmi, beyond Sita, is Radharani. Sarva Lakshmi Mayi Radha. Govinda Sarvastva Radha, Govinda Nandini Radha. This has all been revealed by Mahaprabhu. So he's overwhelmed. If someone puts a heavy weight on your back, if you're standing there and someone says, "Look, can you carry this?" and put a big pack on your rucksack with 200 kilos on your back, and they put it on your back. Oh, you'll topple over and fall on the ground. But you can't hold up that weight of 200 kilos in your back. You'll crush under the weight and topple and collapse on the ground. So this is what happened to Venkatabhatta, the weight of this revelation. So heavy was this revelation and illumination by the Lord because he had been living and operating under a different conception. For 70 long years, Venkatabhatta had been carrying the conception in his head that his Ishtadeva is supreme form of God, Lakshmi Narayan, Sri Sampradaya, Ramanuja, follower of Sri Ramanuja. He was peaceful with that. He was happy with that. That was his daily puja, his archan, his meditation, his anik, three times a day, anik. Meditating on Lakshmi Narayan with this Narayan mantra and Lakshmi mantra, and Lakshmi Gayatri, Narayan Gayatri. And now all of a sudden, this young boy comes from Bengal, this golden avatar of divine love, 24-year-old chap, young boy, he comes and he preaches, "No, it's not Narayan, it's Krishna." Vamshidhari, Muralidhar. And it's not Lakshmi, it's Radha. Radha? Yes, Radha. Your Lakshmi is trying to get the dust of her feet. She's in Bailvan for thousands of years performing austerities to get a drop of blessings from Radha. Really? Oh, what are you saying? Oh, vroom. And he falls at the feet. Eta bhali bhatta padila prabhu charane. Padila. He fell at the feet of Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu is, the preacher loves, that's the thing we should think in this verse, that the preacher, the pracharak, he's a pracharak if he's a premi pracharak. The pracharak, the preacher of Bhagavat Tattva, he must be full of prema and love. Okay, not prema, but love. Not love, but okay, care, concern, feelings. Not just, hey, I really defeated him. I smashed his philosophy. Do you see Mahaprabhu smashing anyone? You see him alingana, embracing, prema lingana, embracing them with his words, embracing them with his glance, embracing them with his body, embracing them with his compassion, embracing them with his love. Prem purushottam shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. Jai. So this Sri Vaishnava has fallen at his feet. A 70-year-old man is lying at your feet. A prestigious, famous Brahmin of Sri Rangam. He's lying in the dust of your feet. This is not a small thing. So Mahaprabhu is not standing, ha, yes, very good. I defeated you. I showed you. No, he's, oh, Bhattaji, what are you doing? Hey, what are you doing? And immediately bent down, picked up Bhattaji and held him to his chest, gave him a warm, loving embrace. Tanre kaila lingana, alingane. Chatur masya porna haila, bhatta agyalan, dakshin chalila prabhu, shiranga dekhiya. When the period of Chaturmasya was completed, Chaturmasya Purna, Uttani Kadasi Ki. When is Chaturmasya completed? On Uttani Kadasi. What day is today? Uttani Kadasi. What are we reading? Chaturmasya Purna. It is completely finished. So this is very interesting coincidence. We've been giving class for 4 or 5 days in this chapter. And today is the end of Chaturmasya, because most of us began on Ekadasi. For others, they can end Chaturmasya on Purnima. And of course, some are doing Bijan Panchak Bratu. More, Aniyor, more Tapasya, more. Fast for 4 months, and then another 5 days. And then again. And then Katyani Brat. Like we're hearing about some sannyasis in Gaudiyamath, and also ISKCON or some. But I heard one, not sannyasi, but one very prominent devotee. He also does Katyani Brat. I just heard today. One of our godbrothers, or maybe other followers of his, also do Katyani Brat, which comes next month. You finish one Brat, and then another Brat starts. When the period of Chaturmasya was completed, so now Lord Chaitanya spent 4 months in the house of Venkatabhata. So just imagine spending 4 months in the house in Vratakund, and Ananga Rangada Kunj, and after 4 months you have to go. After 4 months staying with Venkatabhata and Sri Rangam, Mahaprabhu took permission to leave from Venkatabhata. And after taking darshan, after visiting Sri Rangam and taking darshan, he proceeded south, towards South India, Dakshin. It's called Dakshin, South India. Chalila. What do they say? This Govardhan Chaliye. What do they say, that guy, this Gaurav Shastri Chaliye, when he's going as Manasik Prikama Brajmandal, Nandagan Chaliye or something like that. Come on, and then they go to Pavan Sarovara, Radhe, this, that, Chaliye. So Chalila. Dakshin Chalila Prabhu. Chalo, we say Chalo. Chalo Prabhu. Chalo Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is gone to South India. Interesting. Bhatta Agyalana. He took permission. He accepted the order. We have this term we hear when we come to India. Someone says, if a junior is leaving the association of a senior, he'll say, oh, my Pitaji or my father or Prabhu, may I take your leave? We must have heard this expression. The whole Vedic culture, interesting note, of course it's gone now, it's a was, not an is. What was the Vedic culture? It was all based on respect and humility and sincerity for improvement. Dharma, art, kam, moksha. So to improve, one has to be humble, to take teachings from a senior. So therefore, it must be respect. So to go to moksha, then there must be humility. The background of the whole Varnashram system, which the whole Vedic culture is based on liberating the jivas from the material world. And that's impossible without respect and humility. So in all this, the phrases and the speaking and everything is based on this humble assessment of oneself, a very humble assessment of oneself and a very respectful attitude of others. This is Vedic culture. And language also reflects these principles. The Hindi language and the Sanskrit language reflects these principles, where the culture itself is based on humility and respect, so that's in the language, it's built into the language itself. So they say, they have terms like, we went to the store. We don't say I. In the West, you say, I went to the store. Like, you ever hear Srila Prabhupada saying, when we were on the Jaladuta, once Prabhupada was in New York speaking to some of his disciples. And he said, Srila Prabhupada is saying, actually, when we were on the Jaladuta, we experienced some difficulty on the ocean. Then one disciple raised his hand, said, Prabhupada, I thought you were by yourself. I thought you were by yourself on the Jaladuta. You didn't come with anyone. But you were telling us when we were on the Jaladuta. Because we means myself and my wife, or myself means we. We means two or more, two or three. And Prabhupada laughed and said, no, this is our Indian way of speaking. We don't say I. We were alone. We were alone. Of course, Super Soul is there, and Radha Damodar is there. And Prabhupada is never alone. He's always with Guru, Bhaktisiddhanta, and always with Radha Damodar and Radha Govinda. But he was saying, this is our way, this is our Indian way of speaking. We say we, when we were on the Jaladuta. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati also reflected this humility when they would say, Guru Maharaj, will you come next week and give this, again, come to this village and give a class, give this Bhagavat class? And then Bhaktisiddhanta would say, if Krishna wills that we will speak again tomorrow, or we will speak next week at your Sangha. This is what, he always said this. He never said, yes, I will be there September 26th at 7 a.m. I will be there. Ekdam, sure. He didn't have this attitude. He's always in this humble attitude, always depending on the Lord. This is Sharanagati. The utmost humility, the utmost dependence. And such a powerful person, he had all austerities, he had all mystic powers, he had all knowledge, in walking encyclopedia. So powerful, so much tej. He could see the future. He was Sri Kala Gyan. He could see the future. He often predicted the future. He was all knowledgeable, Jyotish. He knew palmistry and Jyotish and everything. Such an amazing personality. But he was completely humble. Well, if the Lord wills, he always said this every time, if the Lord wills, we'll speak again tomorrow. Or we'll meet again tomorrow. By the mercy of the Lord, if the Lord wills. Here, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is taking permission. Agya. Bhata Agyalana. He's taking permission from his host. He's been a guest in the house of Venkata Bhatta. He's been a guest for 4 months. So he's taking permission. May I take your leave now? This is the etiquette. Maybe the Indian, I suppose the Indian devotees in the audience, they've been trained up like this, to speak like this, and think like this. I can't just run away. Bye, I'm going. Where are you going? Oh, bye. May I have your permission? I would like to go. May I take your leave now? This is how it comes out in English. I don't know what it is in Bengali or Hindi. But in English, may I take your leave now? So then you have to get agya. Agya means permission, order. And someone say, no, you can't go now. Because in the West, there's pride. I am the controller. I am the controller, not you. That means pride. Humility means you are the controller, not me. Think about it. Humility means I am offering you the control over me. You are the controller, not me. I have to receive your order before I can move. In the West, we just say, bye, I'm going now, bye. I'm busy, I'm going, I'm tired, I'm bye, bye. So that means I'm operating out of a basic mentality or worldview that I'm the controller, that I'm not under you, and so therefore I don't actually respect you, and I'm not under you, so I'm not humble, or I'm not taking an inferior position to you. I'm leaving, bye. Oh, wait a minute, I want you to stay. I don't give you that option. I don't give you that option to control me. Hey, I'm leaving. Hey, Kedisan, bye. But the whole Indian culture, because when you're asking permission, it doesn't mean the person has to say yes. When you request something, it doesn't mean an automatic yes. When you ask your father from my husband, wife, whatever, wife asks the husband, can I have some money? It doesn't mean yes. You may say no. No, or maybe yes. So this idea, he's taking permission. May I take your leave now? I would like to go. May I? So that means you're being humble. That means you're being respectful. That means you're turning over the control of your life to the other person. Because he may say, no, I don't want you to go. And that often happens also in Vedic culture. Nowadays people are glad to get rid of their relatives. But Prabhupada explains this on one tape I heard. He says that in the old days, there was so much bonding and so much love and mutual respect between the family members and even the village members, that the family, they went from Vrindavan, they went to Nandagram to visit their relatives, or any nearby, they go to some village to visit relatives. They stay for a day. They say, I'll stay for 2 days. So they stay for 2 days as your guests, your cousins or uncle, whatever. Now they say, I have to go now, my train is today. So then the people will say, oh no, please don't go, please can't you stay another day? We can rebook your ticket. Please don't go. And then they would say, no, I have to go. And they'll walk out with their suitcases. And then the family members will come and say, no, and they'll take their suitcases and run back in the house. They'll run back and say, no, we have your saman, you can't go. My son will rebook your ticket. We'll book you another ticket. Please stay another 2 days. This type of prem bhav, type of love they had for one another. Oh, please don't go. And they really genuinely felt it and meant it. So much respect and so much love people had for one another 100 years ago in India. But now it's, oh my God. I just got a phone call this morning that your uncle, your brother is coming here to stay for 1 day because he has an appointment and he doesn't have anywhere to stay. And can we make some, we have to make some arrangement for him for 1 day. Oh my God. So just see how there's the whole modern culture, everyone's just completely based on selfishness and pride and no humility, no respect and no care for anyone, even your own intimate uncles and relatives. Oh, can't you tell your brother to go? I mean, he's been here for 2 days already. Now, please, it's your brother. Now, somehow you tell him nicely to get the hell out of here. I don't want to cook him anymore. I'm tired of him. The way he laughs, and I'm fed up with him. This is the modern viewpoint. And because everyone knows that, usually people don't visit each other. They come for an hour and say, well, I'll come over for an afternoon. Now it's a big thing if relatives come and stay for 2 hours in the afternoon. This is considered a big thing. And if they stay for dinner, that's really big. That's really big. Wow, they stayed for 3 hours and took dinner. This is India in the West. I mean, just forget it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took permission from Vaikunthabhatta, and then he proceeded further southward. So in every way, in all these leelas and pastimes, there's always the two levels of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. He's on one level he's teaching, another level he's relishing, because he's Rasika Shekhar Mahaprabhu, Rasaraj Mahaprabhu. So he's relishing. These are his leelas. These are his pastimes with his loving devotees and his preaching pastimes and his interactions. So within his own heart, sometimes he's relishing the deepest Mahabhav in the Gambhira Leela, or relishing different, in this case it's said he was relishing Sakyabhav. Krishna's Kaviraj said in a previous verse that Sakyabhav, that Mahaprabhu and Venkatabhata had a friendly feeling. Not like coward boys, obviously, but Sakyabhav. There's Gaurava Sakya and there's Vishramba Sakya. There's two types of Sakyabhav. There's Gaurava Sakya and Vishramba Sakya. Gaurava Sakya is a formal friendship. It's formal. There's intimacy, friend to friend. But there's some lines of behavior, certain protocol which one can behave and interact with one another. Gaurava. Arjuna's relationship is Sakyaras. His relation is Sakyaras, but it's called Gaurava. Gaurava means very respectful, very some distance. Some intimacy, but some distance. But the relationship of Subal and Sridham in Vrindavan with the Brajas, that Braja Sakya is called Vishramba. Vishramba. There's so much intimacy that if Krishna is eating something, then Subal will take it out of his mouth and say, hey, look, you're enjoying and smiling so much and going, hey, why are you enjoying so much that rasgulla? Give me that rasgulla. Takes it right out of his mouth. Oh, yeah, it really is good. So Arjuna cannot do this with Krishna. There's no question of Arjuna ripping a rasgulla out of Krishna's mouth in the palace of Yudhisthira in Hastinapur. Not possible. But they are friends. In the same way, Bhattaji, Venkatabhatta and Mahaprabhu, they're having friendly conversation. Krishna's Kaviraj used the term Sakyabhav. The feelings of some equality, although one was 70 years old and one was 24. So they were hasya parihasya. They were joking and laughing together, like friends. So that this was a nice way to So although they were friends, Mahaprabhu is taking the humble role and taking the respectful role that you are my senior, you are my host, and will you please give me your permission? May I take your leave now? Will you please give me permission? Because he might say, no, no, please. But what happened? Sangay te chalila bhatta najajar bhavane tanre vidhaya dila prabhu aneka jatane. Venkata Bhatta did not want to return to his home. He also wanted to go away with the Lord. But it was with great endeavor that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bade him farewell. Aneka jatane. Because Venkata Bhatta was thinking that when I leave the Lord, I will return to my house and my wife and my children. Of course, Gopal Bhatta is his son. But now I'm with Mahaprabhu and relishing so much hasya parihasya, so much laughter and joking and wonderful exchanges and friendship and such wonderful illumination he has given me. I want to go with him. Certainly he's making a good choice to run with Mahaprabhu. Gar chordye. Parivar chordye. He wants to leave his family and home and run. But somehow Mahaprabhu was able to bid him farewell. And what happened? Prabhura biyoge bhatta haila achetana e ranga lilakari shachira nandana. When Mahaprabhu left with great endeavor, somehow Mahaprabhu pulled himself away from Venkata Bhattaji and he left Srirangam. And when he did so, Bhattaji fell down on the ground unconscious. Bhatta haila chetana Sri Shachinandana. Haila Chaitana Kari Shachinandana. These are the pastimes of Shachinandan at Sri Rangakshetra. Thus concludes the story of the illumination on Bhagavat Tattva by Sri Shachinandan Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. There's so much. Prabhupada produced this book very quickly, Chaitanya Charitamrita, but this is the postgraduate study of Bhagavatam and the Paramat Shastra in the Gaudiya Sampradaya. So each and every word, there can be given, every single word of these shlokas or padas, every word one can give unlimited explanations and commentaries on. And there are commentaries. Chaitanya Charitamrita has a commentary, I don't know if it's completed, but by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, he's written a commentary also. I don't think it was completed. There are unlimited commentaries here. Just like in Bhagavad Gita, you'll see that there are different words used to describe Krishna. Sometimes he's described as Govinda or Achyuta or as Achyuta Govinda, Rishikesh. And the commentaries by Vishnu Chakravarti and others, they explain why is Krishna being referred to as Govinda here or Madhusudan. Sometimes Arjuna says, oh Madhusudan, why Arjuna is saying Madhusudan, why not Krishna? And there are all different explanations given. There's so much ras in these words, so many leelas and rasas, and implications of feelings and meanings and intimacies and exchange of ras between the speaker of Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, and the listener, Arjuna. So the same way, Krishna's Kaviraj, as Sanjay, who was speaking the Bhagavad Gita, and it was compiled by Vyasadeva. Sanjay is using different words to describe Bhagavan. Krishna's Kaviraj is describing Bhagavan Gauranga and with different words. Sometimes he's saying Gaura Chandra. Sometimes he's saying Gaura Sundar. Sometimes he's saying Prabhu. Sometimes he's saying Sri Chaitanya. Sometimes he's saying Sri Shachinandan. In this verse he's saying E Ranga Lila Kari Shachiranandan. The first line of the verse says that this is my friend, Bhattaji, Venkata Bhatta, is my friend. I've just spent 4 months discussing and laughing and joking. Imagine spending 4 months with a wonderful friend who's cooking for you, and he's serving you and providing all nice, beautiful room and beautiful friendship and nice conversations, and you're enjoying with him for 4 months. And then he says, now I'm taking your leave, so please allow me to go. Oh, Don't go, how can you go? So now the first line of this pada, Prabhu Vyogi. Vyogi means viraha. Vyogi means Yog means connection. Viyog means separation. Viyog. Prabhu Viyog means Govinda Virahina. We say Govinda Virahina me. And one moment feels like a thousand yugas. Yugayutana Meshina. So this is Govinda. But what about Krishna? What about Gaur Govinda? This is Gaur Govinda. Gaur Govinda Virahina me. This is a loving devotee. Venkata Bhatta. He's fell in love with Gauranga. Now he's being separated from his beloved. So he's going to feel so much intense viraha, separation. This is here. Prabhu Viyogi. Prabhu Viyogi means Gaur Govinda Viraha. Gaur Govinda Virahina me. Yugayutana Meshena. Prabhu Viyogi. Now he's left. Mahabhu bade me, is left. He bade me farewell. So farewell, he left. So what did he do? He collapsed. He went unconscious on the ground. He fell on the ground. Fell down. Achetan. Chitta chetan means conscious. Achetan means achit, no consciousness. Unconscious. This is the eighth level, ashtik sattvik bhav, where you go unconscious. It's called pralaya. Pralaya means devastation or death, mritu, death. But it's not favorable in the rasa exchange to die, so the devotees faint. Murcha, murchita, achetana. He fainted unconscious. That's intense pain of separation. Like sometimes people, they faint. If there's too much fright, or they faint. If some mother sees, she comes home and sees some horrible sight, she'll faint. Maybe her son is beheaded or something by some crazy person. She comes home, She's just, everything will short circuit. Her emotions, she'll see her son, his head's lying here in his body. What? You know, her eyes, her heart, her mind, her eyes, everything will be so much accelerated with the bhava, vatsalya bhava for her son, parental love. And her consciousness can't contain it. She can't contain that rise of intense emotions. That's called fainting. It's not fainting because of some drugs or given some anesthesia. She's fainting because of an emotional overload. An emotional overload. Her brain and heart is short-circuited. Blew a fuse and she faints. This is, happens in the level of ras and ashtasattvic bhavs. The devotee short circuits. There's so much intense emotions that. So he's fainting on the ground, achetana. And then the next line, Krishna's Kaviraj is saying, this person who is knocking out this devotee, he's knocking him on the ground, achetana, he is Sachinandan. It's very interesting. On one side, he seems to be acting so cruel, he's leaving. But then you're saying Sachinandan, which means, Sachinandan means parental affection. Sachinandan means the beloved son of Shachi. And the name Sachinandan is full of vatsalya. Vatsalya means affection, kindness, sweetness, generosity. A mother is so affectionate and kind, the mother will never knock out her son. Will the mother ever knock out her son? Will the mother ever torture her son? Or cause or run away from her son? Bye, son, I'm running away. Because she knows, the mother knows, as soon as I separate from my son for 1 second, what does he do? Ah! So she's right there 24 hours a day, hugging him, lullabies this, that. So you're using this word to describe Mahaprabhu. You're saying Prabhu Viyogi. Prabhu, Mahaprabhu. First line is Prabhu Viyogi. Well, you're calling him Prabhu in the first line. Mahaprabhu, Prabhu Viyogi. In separation from Prabhu, Gaur Govinda Virahina. Now you're saying Sachinandan. This Prabhu, this master, this friend, he's knocking me out on the ground, knocking out Venkata Bhatta, she's falling unconscious on the ground. Then you're closing it by saying, "A Rangalila Kari Sachinandan." This is the Rangalila. This is the Ranga, the Lila and Sri Rangam of Mahaprabhu. And he's closing it by saying, "Sachinandan." These are the dealings of Mahaprabhu, that it's actually full of affection. It's full of love. It's full of generosity and kindness, like Mother Shachi. Mother Shachi is everything about kindness, everything about love. Jagannamata, Shachi Mata, the mother of the universe, the mother of bhakti, the mother of devotion. Mahaprabhu's mother. Any time of the day, she'll give him sandesh and bananas, her own breast to feed and protect him. So why is Krishna's Kaviraj saying he's Shachi Nandan? Because he's actually showing his affection to Venkata Bhatta by leaving him. And this is going to increase his love more and more. This Prabhur Viyogi. There's union and separation. They had union for 4 months. And now there's separation. After union, there's separation. This is life. This is even there. It's going on. So now he's fainted, but when he comes, when he wakes up, Venkatabhattaji, then he'll remember. Oh, he'll remember. Who will he remember? He'll remember Shachinandan. He was so affectionate to me and so kind and loving to me that he gave me so much and contributed so much to the wealth of my own bhakti and the wealth of my own devotion. Sri Shachinandan Mahaprabhu ki jai, Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.